Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Money Talk. Today we're going to be talking about the credit card or debt trap. I hope you enjoy today's episode. If you would like to contact me, you can reach me at moneytalk.ffc@gmail.com. You can ask me any questions you have, and you could possibly be featured in a future episode. If you'd like to share with me your financial win, you could be featured on the Financial Win of the Week segment. But today we're going to be covering about how debt can be harmful and how the debt cycle can begin and how you can be debt free. I'm going to go over some questions and some effects that I found that debt can have on you, as well as we're going to talk about some ideas around payments versus investing and how you can avoid the cycle of debt. And then I'm going to wrap up with my thoughts about the debt cycle, and we're going to have a great episode. So let's get right into it. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that just gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this is the issue that brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably too busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that is where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Okay, so let's get right into today's episode. Let's first start with how debt can be harmful. Well, it can be harmful when it comes to emergencies. One, emergencies can lead you to being in debt, but when you have debt, emergencies are way harder on your life. Like a flat tire is the example I always use. They're not that expensive, though they are kind of pricey. But if you're continually carrying debt and more debt and running everything on a credit card, you get a flat tire and it's kind of the end of the world. Or your fridge goes out. A smaller fridge might be a few $100s, or I'm not sure the exact price is a fridge, but I imagine they're probably close to similar with flat tires, where they're probably on the cheaper end of emergencies. But if you're always carrying debt, you can see how that would be really hard. And think about things like COVID. What happens if you randomly lose your job one day, or your hours are cut back because there's no demand? No one's coming into your stores because of a pandemic or something like that. If you're continually carrying debt, not only are you not going to have any money to pay for things now that you don't have like more consistent income, but your debt might go later. And of course, there's situations where your lender may help, but what if they don't? And that carries us right into the next point about how when you have debt, you're a slave to the lender. And what are you going to do if you lose your job and it's not during COVID or during a worldwide pandemic when everyone's trying to be a little bit more helpful to each other? Because I'll give them credit, the financial institutions, the banks, and the credit unions did try to help people out, whether it was skipping payments with no fees, not adding on more interest, things like that. There was things that they did that genuinely helped, but if we're not in a worldwide pandemic, what's going to happen if your company shuts down, or they have to move, or there's a big flood, and your building's closed for 3 weeks, and you miss a paycheck because you don't have enough PTO to use, or something happens where it's just a series of unfortunate events, and now your car payment's due, and they don't want to help you because they don't really have to. That's why debt can be extremely restrictive when you don't have some sort of an emergency fund, especially. And Christmas can also get really hard when you don't have enough money to pay for it and you're paying for Christmas until June. Or worse, you never stop paying Christmas. Like you just pay for it for years and years and years, and it just keeps adding up and adding up. So hopefully you can begin to see, and maybe I scared you a little bit, which was kind of, I guess, the goal to get you to realize how debt can be harmful. So next, let's get into how the debt cycle can begin. Okay, so how does it all begin? Well, just like the way you get out of debt, you get in debt with small and simple little purchases. And getting out of debt is way harder than getting into it. It's very fast. Banks will let you spend money. They're going to make money on you spending money through interest. And the small and simple step it takes to get into debt is by letting yourself spend on a credit card, even just once, more than you can pay off. Whether it's saying, hey, emergencies are its own situation. So I'm not going to be too harsh on anybody who finds themselves in a tough circumstance and has to maybe overspend just a little bit for an emergency. But the key is to make sure you have the mindset to be able to pay it right back off as fast as you can. If you have to pay 2 months of interest because something crazy actually happened in your life, cut yourself some slack. The important thing is to just not let it sit there and don't let it become a habit. But when you're spending more than you can pay off on things like eating out, going shopping, getting gas in your car, those sort of things, like you should be paying more attention to your spending so those sort of things don't happen. It's all in your mindset, and you have to have a debt avoidance mindset, especially with credit cards. There's other forms of debt that you can consider, like maybe a car loan if you really need transportation, but make sure you're not spending a whole bunch of money. Make sure you're not financing your car for 7 years on a 6% interest rate. That's just crazy. The banks are going to make so much money on you. And like I said, it's all in your mindset. You have to have that mindset that you don't want to go into debt and that you don't want to be paying the banks 25% on every dollar you spend. That's a lot. If I could invest money and make 25% on it, I'd be all over that. Everybody would. But that's what banks are doing with credit cards, is they're making so much money off of you because of credit card interest. So let's talk about being debt free and the great freedom that comes with that. So being debt free, well, it's the ultimate freedom, really. You're not tied down to any bank. There's nobody asking you for money every month. And it's honestly better for your health, which in our next segment, you're going to see is some points I'm going to point out about the effects that debt can have on your well-being. So being debt free is just better for your mental health. It's better for your physical health as well, honestly. Stress can wear on your body. And when you're debt free, you'd be surprised at how money just seems to show up. You want to go on a nice trip, you have the money. You want to do something fun, you have the money. Like, you don't have to worry about money just fleeing out of your account like it was never there, because when you're continually paying on debt, like credit card loans and large car loans and just unnecessary debt, especially, money just disappears out of your account. It just comes in, goes out, comes in, goes out. And if you feel like you're in that cycle, well, there's definitely ways to get out of it. And I can help with that with financial coaching. Like I've said in a few episodes, I do financial coaching. So you can find me on Instagram or Facebook by searching Fleming Financial Coaching. I'm going to spell it out this time for you. It's Fleming Financial Coaching, or Financial Coach, however you want to search it. I'm sure I'll show up. But I can help you get out of that debt cycle and find that ultimate freedom of being debt free and realize how much nicer it is to live your life when you're not slave to the lender, as I mentioned before, when you're not having to worry about a credit card payment every 30 days and those sort of things. It's really nice. Like, you wouldn't believe it. If you've never been debt free, give it a shot. And trust me, you won't want to go back. And if you do, it's real easy. You can find more debt pretty easily if you want to. The banks will give it out for free. But being debt free is the best way to go. So like I said, let's talk about next the 7 effects that debt can have on your emotional and physical well-being. Okay, so like I mentioned, 7 effects that debt can have on your emotional and physical well-being. This is an article I found on Lucid Wealth Planning LLC. They're just lucidwealth.com. And let's just go over the key points and then I'll talk about them a little more. So the first one is anxiety and depression. Second one is resentment and irritation. Third one is denial. Fourth one is stress and tension. Fifth one is frustration. Sixth one is regret. Seventh one is embarrassment. So let's start at the first one and talk about it a little bit. So when it comes to carrying debt, how do you think anxiety and depression can come into play with that? Well, think about this. You have you have 2 car loans, 4 credit cards that are all carrying a balance, your mortgage, you have an old student loan you're paying on, you got a computer loan, you financed your phones, you financed your iPad that you got, you financed this laptop that you felt like you had to have for work, you financed your daughter's laptop that she had to have for school, you financed your wife's laptop that she got for a few college classes that she felt like going back to get. Like, those sort of things are a pretty common situation. And how are you going to pay for that? There's a lot of things on the table that you suddenly have to pay for. Those 2 car loans could easily be $300 or $400 each. Your mortgage payment could be $1,500 or more, maybe less. But I think you get the point. Right there is almost $2,000 or more. Then you add on a phone that's $30 a month, a couple credit card payments that are $50 a month, another couple laptops that are $75 a month, but they have no interest for 12 months. So that's how they get you. But I think it can quickly add up. If you actually look at the numbers, I'm stressed thinking about having that much debt. And what happens if you run into a problem with one of them? Now you're starting to avoid phone calls. You're continually stressed if your phone vibrates that it's going to be something trying to call you out, because you know it's important to pay back your debt. Most people have that like moral obligation to pay back something they owe. And what happens now? Think about it. You have all those payments that need to be made. You miss a couple car payments and your car's gone. Now you can't go to work. Now you can't pay on the phones. Now they're suddenly due. There's late fees piling up on those. They're not going to come take them, obviously, at least not currently. There's no situation in place for that. Credit card debt will go unpaid. The computer loans will go unpaid. And then now you can't pay your mortgage payment. I don't know. That I think you can see how anxiety and depression can come, because once you're in the thick of it, it just sounds stressful. Resentment and irritation. So what if one of those credit cards is maxed out because your significant other spends all the time? Now you're going to become frustrated with them. You're going to become irritated with them. And eventually you're probably going to begin to resent them, because you're like, I'm working so hard to pay on things that you bought. It wasn't even for us. So then you become a I versus them sort of mentality. Like, it's me versus you because you're spending all the money and I'm working so hard to pay it off. So you can see how resentment will come into your life quickly if you're continually carrying a lot of debt. And just those two things, I think you can start to feel how heavy debt can be on a person. Denial. Well, you don't know how you find yourself in this situation. And that causes you to run away and leads to more stress. You don't want to open up any of your banking apps because you know they're negative. You don't want to answer any phone calls. You start shutting people out because you're afraid of what they'll think of you, because you have this heavy burden on your back. Another one is stress and tension. Like I mentioned before with the anxiety and depression, these sort of things can just build up and all of a sudden your neck hurts, your back hurts, because you're just so tight and tense about everything at all times. Every phone call you get, you're worried. Every paycheck you get, you're worried that it's going to be enough. Every time you have to miss work, you're stressed because you don't actually get a day off. And it can lead to physical stress such as low energy, headaches, frequent colds and infections. You can have emotional stress, and it can take a big, big chunk out of your life to be able to be there mentally for others. Like if you have kids and a significant other and such in family, you can lead to worse behavioral symptoms, as this article says. You could lead to procrastination, changes in appetite. Maybe you stop eating as well. And then maybe you become a little bit overweight. Like, there's a big impact that debt can have on your life. I've mentioned frustration already, so we'll go to regret. Now you start, you're 2 years into this journey, having a bunch of debt. Where do those 2 years go? Now you regret the last 2 years, and maybe you'll start resenting the things that came along with it. Like possibly like a new car. It's a brand new car. It's nice. Everyone would love to have your car, but you hate it because it's this big old burden on your back. And now the creditors are calling you every day about this car that you thought you would enjoy, and you just want to get rid of it. The student loans, now you can't even work in the job that you wanted to, because you had to go get three different low paying, any hours kind of jobs because you're working all the time. And then your house is continually being called on for extra payments and things that you're behind on. Now you don't even want to live there because it's just a heavy burden on your back. And embarrassment, like I mentioned, what is your family going to think? What are your friends going to think? What are your coworkers going to think when your physical health is going down the drain? I don't know. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I don't believe I am. I think that debt can have a huge toll on your emotional and physical well-being. And I wanted that to be the biggest chunk of today's episode so that you can really get an idea of why to stay away from it. So next, let's talk about how you avoid the cycle, and let's get on more of a positive note about staying out of debt and how it'll help you, and how to avoid getting in debt. So how do you avoid the debt cycle? Well, a couple podcasters, some people will say they hate budgeting and that it's not worth it. But in the beginning, you have to budget. Like you have to. Like it's essential to understand where your money is going. And if you refuse to budget and you just don't want to do it, okay, you have to track your expenses though. I mean, in both situations, you have to. Tracking your expenses is key because you have to know where your money's going, whether you want to budget it or not. I say budget. I like budgeting, but you have to know yourself. Don't use credit cards if you can't use them responsibly. If you can't pay them off every month, get rid of them. Well, what am I going to? So let's have a little bit of back and forth here. What are you going to do if you don't have the money to pay for things? Like, what if you use a credit card to pay for everything because you don't have the money until your next paycheck? You're going to have to suck it up. Go 2 weeks without buying anything. Like, that's how I'm being harsh, because that's how essential getting out of debt is and avoiding the cycle. Like, you have to go 2 weeks without buying anything so you can get ahead on the money coming into the account, then it going out of the account. You can't be spending 2 weeks before you get your paycheck all the time, or it's going to lead to disaster. You have to learn how to save money. If you've never saved money before, you got to start small. Think of one place you can create a sinking fund. Look back at my previous episodes for more information on sinking funds. But just to explain them quickly, it's saving extra money through budgeting. So let's start a small clothing sinking fund. Say you really like shopping. Reward yourself with some good behaviors and start saving money for clothing. So budget $25 towards clothing, but don't spend it. You're not allowed to spend that money you budget. Save it for 4 months and then go shopping. It'll feel a lot better. And make sure no matter what, no matter if you're well saved or anything like that, you have to be spending less than you make. At the end of the month or the end of the year, you have to have made more money than you spent, or else you're like, I think you can see how you'll end up in the cycle if you're spending more than you make. That's an obvious one. So you have to make sure you're doing that. And let's talk about some of the good news if you're not making debt payments, if you're not continually repaying on debt and investing that money instead. So let's talk about payments versus investing. So I wrote down some information about this, so let me read it to you. The average car payment is between $400 to $550, depending on used or new. But instead of paying monthly for a depreciating car, let's say you invest for the $450 at a 6-year term at an 8% rate of return. Well, you'd have about $42,000 if you did $450 a month. Instead of paying the bank the interest, you'd be earning it. What can you do with a car payment instead of spending it on a car payment? What if you invested it? What could you use $42,000 for? Well, you could buy a pretty nice car. You'd buy a heck of a lot nicer of a car investing $450 for 6 years than you would making payments for 6 years at $450. So that's one difference. Like, obviously those numbers might be a little bit off, and I'm not saying you'll get an exact rate of 8% in the stock market. There's a lot more that goes into that. I'm just trying to give you some general numbers so that you can see $450 for 6 years at an 8% return-ish would get you about $42,000. Way more money than you'd have spending $450 a month for 6 years. So I hope that helps you see how investing puts the interest in your favor instead of the bank's favor and can create quite the balloon of money, especially if you're investing aggressively and saving quite a bit of money. Because $450, I'm willing to bet you could save more than that a month. And if you're making very little money, maybe not. But the point is, like I said, is you could be making the interest instead of paying the banks the interest. So next, let's wrap up today's episode. So let's wrap up today's episode with my thoughts and conclusion. Well, that is terrifying, honestly. Get far, 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 far away from it at all costs. You got to stay away. And there, sure, I'll give credit to debt that it's useful in some circumstances, but credit card debt is never useful. I have thought about this for, honestly, over a year at this point that I've been doing financial coaching, and credit card debt's never useful. I can't think of a situation that I would want to carry credit card debt, ever. That's that. We can end there. It is possible to live life debt-free and to enjoy your life. Like, it is entirely possible. Lots of people do it. You're going to be able to stop living paycheck to paycheck and stop living in debt all the time. And I can help you do it. Like I mentioned my financial coaching earlier in the episode, but also you can do it yourself. There's a lot of free resources out there. This podcast, and I'll name a few others, How to Money, Money Guy Show, Dave Ramsey, he can help you get out of debt. That's what he's really good for. But there's a wonderful life out there if you live debt-free and you can really enjoy your life. So thank you for tuning into today's episode of Money Talk. I hope today's conversation was helpful to help you start thinking about getting out of debt. If you're currently in debt or staying out of debt, and if you're currently debt-free, regardless, I hope it's a good conversation for you, and hopefully you can have the conversation with somebody else, especially if you're already debt-free. But if you need help building a plan to get debt, if you need help building a plan to get debt-free, well, some of the things that could help you identify is through a conversation. And I hope you helped identify some ideas that you could be missing out on or some things that you hadn't quite thought of. Being debt-free is very important to long-term financial success. And I hope this podcast is helping all of you think about money just a little bit differently. or just having a regular conversation in your mind about it. And I would appreciate if you would leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast, and please share with a friend. Thank you for listening to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I hope you have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.